From the Gospel of John, chapter 14. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever played the game Favorite Movie Quotes? You come up with a quote and see if other people can identify the movie. Here's one of my favorites. Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. General opinion starting to make out that we live in a world of hatred and greed, but I don't see that. It seems to me that love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's always there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, old friends. So does anybody know the movie?
Love Actually.
Very good. It's the opening monologue from Love Actually, and every time I hear it, it gets my attention, because the thesis is that when we actually pay attention and really look for it, we find that love is all around. The resurrection that we celebrate always and especially during this post-Easter time, it changed the way the world worked, not just for Jesus, but for all of us. We live knowing that though death looks like it is winning at different times in our journey, it does not prevail. As Saint Jean Vianney said of Easter, today one grave is open, and from it has risen a sun which will never be obscured, which will never set, a sun which bestows new life. Love is all around. Jesus, in our passage for today, is in the middle of his farewell discourse, his last chance on earth to make sure the disciples have learned what they needed to learn, to go forward and spread the gospel. And the main thing he wants to make sure they learned is that the love of God abides in them, just as it abides in him. He wants them to know that how they live out their belief in him, how they obey Jesus, is how they show their love for him. He wants them to know that they will now have with them the Spirit of truth, not bound by physical body, but in and around each of them. Jesus is about to leave the world, and he wants his friends to know that they will not be without what they really need. The word Jesus uses to describe the Spirit can be translated advocate, help, comforter. All of those words help us understand who the Spirit of the Lord is, that God's love abides, that their connection with him goes deeper than they imagine, and we live in that connection when we obey and connect with one another in the world the way Jesus tells us to connect. You know, there's a famous Kierkegaard quote that makes more sense to me every day. It goes, life is lived forward, but understood backward. We don't always see the advocacy and the help and the comfort of the Spirit of Truth when we're looking for it. But when we look back along the journey of our lives, there are stories and there are testimonies that we could give of how God's love did abide with us. How people acted in the power of the Spirit to reach out to us. When I was a teenager, I noticed that the school concert choir, which you had to audition to get into, included a lot of people from the youth group at my church. Looking forward, I just saw it as a nice coincidence. But looking back, I remember that the hymn that we sang this morning, Abide With Me, was one of the tryout songs you could choose. And we sang it all the time in church, so it was familiar. And the choir director was a member of our church. Now, I'm not saying that he overly was prejudiced toward the youth group members. I think he did want to make a place for us. I think he understood how hard it was to be a high school student, and he wanted there to be a room we could go into and be greeted with joy and welcome and respect every single time. We got to know that love was all around. Many of you knew Lou McKinney. And I was remembering that Abide With Me was a special hymn for him. Now, Dave and I know that there were many special hymns for Lou, and he was always advocating for them. He learned them as a young boy, and he knew every word of every verse. But this one was special to him because he picked it for Betty's funeral. His wife, Betty, was ill for many years, and Lou steadfastly loved her, abided with her in spirit all the way through the journey. And he picked this hymn as a way to say, I'm giving her to you now, God. I know your love will sustain her in the kingdom of heaven. Watching him live out his love, you could tell he was carrying the Spirit of Truth, and it made a profound difference in everyone he met. Sometimes we look around us and we see evidence of everything that is wrong, all the ways we are losing the battle. And you can fill in the battle you are currently fighting, because we all have them. Maybe it's in your personal life. Maybe it's the news about how things are going in the world, because we cannot miss that. It's just right there. Every time you turn on your computer. And that evidence, when we let it, of what is wrong, it can paralyze us. When we dwell only on what is wrong, we can find that we are stopped from being who Christ wants us to be and who we want to be. When we are able, it's important for us to remind ourselves and the people we love of the good stories. We're not always able, and that's okay too. But when we are able, and we can hold those stories up for ourselves and for other people, we can remember that the Spirit of the Truth is in us, witnessing to the truth of God's life-giving love. One of the gifts Hearts and Hands, our mission knitting group, gives is a prayer shawl for people that are going through a tough time. The shawl is knitted with prayers in every stitch. And when we put it around our shoulder, there is comfort in knowing that other people are reaching out to comfort us to remind us that whatever has broken our heart, the love of God is still there, filling us up, abiding in us. The evidence of what is wrong with the world doesn't have to paralyze us. We can see the presence of sin, of evil, of pain, of suffering, and we can bring the love that meets it where it is, in our actions, in our thoughts, in our prayers, in our voices. We can advocate. We can comfort. We can help one another. Listen to the spirit of truth in us, pointing us toward the amazing, abiding presence of God's love. We can stand up for the power of God's love and pay attention so that we can share it with everybody we meet. Friends, we have it in us to declare with our very lives that the Spirit of the Lord has told us the truth, for love really is all around. In Jesus' name, amen.